Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. So what does it mean when dreams, hallucinations, and thoughts begin to blur, when fears overtake you or sadness engulfs you? What can you do about it? This week, I'm looking at Rendezvous with Madness, a film festival that touches on mental illness and substance addiction, as well as the wonderful visions and voices of people living with these conditions. Films shown, which range from documentaries to dramas to reality shows, to experimental short pieces by great video artists like Michael Stecky and Steve Reinke, are all followed by expert panels that discuss the issues in depth. Okay, first, UFO, directed by Burkhard Feige. It's the 1980s in West Germany, and young Bodo, played by Henry Stange, lives with his parents and brother near a nuclear power plant. He's into space travel and aliens and walkie-talkies, but things aren't going right. The Cold War is heating up again. The USSR and the Americans are both in trouble. When he watches the TV news with his mom, played by Julia Bendler, the space station Challenger blows up right in front of them. And not too far away in Chernobyl, there's a nuclear meltdown. Lots of material for angsten. His mother is sure everything they drink or touch might be infected by radiation, and they have to get out of there. She argues daily with the father. She tells Bodo they're all out to get her, and just because she's going crazy doesn't mean she's wrong, because they're coming to take her away, ha-ha. They're coming to take her away, ho-ho, ha-ha, hee-hee, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. Okay, well, when Bodo goes to visit her in hospital after an accident, he's horrified. They won't let her out. He wants to help her escape, but the guards block her from leaving. He's horrified and torn. Should he be loyal to his mother or his father, especially when his mother's father is locking up his mother? She's tied down and drugged. It's not right. So UFO, in the end, is a touching coming-of-age story about life in Germany in the turbulent 1980s, complete with a good, bad 80s pop rock soundtrack with 99 Luftballons, Corey Hart, and Billy Idol playing in the background. Next, Corridor, directed by Johan Lundberg. Frank, played by Emil Johnson, is a skinny, shy, and smart student working hard to pass his Swedish medical exams just like his father had, and doesn't want other people to interfere. He's not a very social guy. He's about as cold as you can get when a nice young woman, Lotte, who lives in the apartment upstairs, directly above him. He doesn't like the bedroom noises she makes with her boyfriend at night. It's messing up his sleep. He starts drifting off in class, and it's affecting his grades. He's not too keen on cutting up dead bodies there either, but that's another problem. But things take a sinister turn when Lottie's boyfriend starts beating her up. He's twice the size, twice as old, and twice as scary as anything Frank can muster up to help her. And now the boyfriend thinks she's cheating on him with Frank. So he locks his door, but he can see the mean guy marauding around the hall. So Frank becomes a shudden, afraid to leave his apartment, repeatedly calling the police, but no one believes him. He finally decides to fight back, but with some unintended consequences. Is the boyfriend the one to be feared now, or is it the housebound Frank? Corridor is a good, dark, psychological thriller. Next, 22nd of May, directed by Kern Mortier. Sam, played by Sam Luvick, is a nondescript, blandly dressed, middle-aged guy who works as a security guard at a Belgian indoor shopping arcade. He goes to work each day, puts on his black polyester tie and windbreaker, kicks out the homeless woman who sleeps in the hall, nods the same faces, gives directions, keeps his eye open for anything unusual, but nothing unusual ever happens there. Then, boom! A horrible explosion sends him hurling through the air in an awful blast of fire. He pulls himself up, gets the hell out of here like anyone would. But afterwards, he's torn apart by guilt. Why didn't he save that mother with her baby? Why didn't he spot the suicide bomber coming in? So he's visited one by one by the dead. The angry guy, the man with a crush on a married woman, the sad mother, each of the ghosts in his head wants Sam to turn back the clock. Can he fix the past, or should he accept the truth and mourn for the dead? 22nd of May combines great dramatic explosion special effects with bland social drama. Next, Gods of Youth, directed by Kate Twoa. So this movie's about Jay, a teenage meth dealer who makes friends with a guy, Paul, who wants to try something new. They share a bowl, life is wonderful. Soon, there are beautiful women in bikinis throwing themselves at them as they jiggle their breasts for the camera. Life is wonderful. Paul's instantly hooked. They do some more, and it's like they're transported to some battlefront with bombers and shooters all around them. They're losing it. Things go from bad to worse to dreadful, and hours later they're collapsing on the street, breaking out in fits of nervous laughter and delusion. Jay is forced to do disgusting things just to get a bit of cash to pay for his next hit. Don't they know drugs are bad for you? Okay, Gods of Youth is a great title and works as a sort of a fun, over-the-top addiction drama, but seems a bit like a new reefer madness to take it seriously. Maybe tweaker madness. I'm not saying crystal meth isn't bad for you. I'm just afraid that super exaggerated versions like this aren't going to convince many people not to use it. Next is Take Shelter, directed by Jeff Nichols. So Curtis and Samantha, played by Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain, and their young daughter live in a small town in the flat part of Ohio. He works in a gravel quarry. She does sewing jobs at home. His daughter is deaf, has a chance of getting a cochlear implant if he can get his insurance to cover it. And Sam is excited about their upcoming beach vacation, but all is not well. He begins to have extremely realistic nightmares about a vicious dog, tornadoes, lightning, other signs of an impending disaster. He's sure there's a storm coming worse than anything they've ever seen. His family must have a shelter to hide in for when the worst of his suspicions come true. Curtis knows the difference between dreams and thoughts, but the boundaries are starting to blur. Is he crazy or is he prophetic? His mother had similar episodes around the same age, 35, but he has vowed to protect his family, never to leave them, no matter what. Take Shelter is a very moving and interesting drama about how an ordinary family deals with a possibility of mental illness. And I'd see it just for the incredible dream sequences with thunderclouds, tornadoes, birds, weird rain. I love this stuff. They put the spectacular but meaningless special effects in movies like Inception to shame. Next is Like Crazy. Different from the other ones, but the title fits. So Jacob is an American studying furniture design, and Anna is an aspiring British writer who meet at a California university. She writes him a note, seen only by the two characters, not the audience, that inspires a meeting, which quickly leads to a passionate relationship. And after a summer spent rolling around on the mattress, she's forced to go back to England, but promises to see him soon. But she's deported from the airport when she comes to visit because she overstayed her student visa. The relationship continues via voicemail and text messages, but they both want to be back together permanently. How will they with a long-distance relationship? Like Crazy is a bittersweet romance about distance and togetherness. They both hook up with other mates when it looks like they'll be apart for a long time. She with a neighbor, he with someone at work. Their new partners, though good-looking, seem saccharine and superficial compared with Jacob and Anna's very real love. The movie manages to convey all this, not with the lines, but with the looks in the eyes and expressions on their faces. Will the two of them ever clear up the visa problems and the petty jealousies that have sprung up? And are their shared memories enough to sustain their love? This isn't a tearjerker, but a realistic documentary about the troubles a young couple might face when they're separated. So UFO, 22nd of May, Corridor, Gods of Youth, and many more films and documentaries are playing at Rendezvous with Madness Film Festival. Starts tonight, runs for a week. Go to rendezvouswithmadness.com for times and listings. And Take Shelter is now playing, and Like Crazy opens tonight. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, for CIUT 89.5 FM and CulturalMining.com.